You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog.
You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog.
Hello, La Brea Tar Pits.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you today, sir?
Fantastic. I'm planning a vacation.
Wonderful.
Is this, I feel stupid even asking. I am speaking to a person, right? This isn't like an animated trick thing where I'm going to find out.
No, this is a person.
Okay, yes. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Keith.
Hi, Keith.
Your name, sir?
Sean.
Nice to meet you, Sean.
Likewise. So, yeah, I'm planning a trip to the La Brea Tar Pits for my family. I'm wondering, I just wanted to call about your safety precautions there and stuff like that.
Sure. The La Brea Tar Pits is a family attraction. Everybody is welcome and it is completely safe. You do have to pay admission to get inside. So you will be inside of, you know, locked gates and fences and... You can see the tar pit from the street, but the full experience is through coming in, and okay. It's attached to the LACMA, the LA Contemporary right. Museum of Art.
No, I'm not terribly interested in that, to be honest.
No problem.
I've got the kids. I don't know that they care about modern art.
Mm-hmm. You can just get a ticket just to the tar pits, and that's fine. A lot of people do that.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. What I'm hoping to do is leave them there. And pop on over to the Peterson Automotive Museum, which I'm seeing on my map here is quite close.
Wow. You want to leave your kids at the tar pits?
With mom.
Okay.
Yeah, with mom. Because I think you get it at a tar pit, right? Because you don't have any of the actual mammoths.
Well, it's not a tar pit. It's sort of the only tar pit, I think, in the country that people really visit. So I gotta slow you down here a little bit. You're going to want to see it.
Really?
You're going to want to come in, and you're not just going to want to drop off. Wife and kid.
Okay.
Okay.
Kids, plural. One mine, one hers.
Interesting.
Second marriage.
Separate marriages.
Yeah.
I don't want to assume marriages, separate births.
Both separate marriages. My wife's first husband, he was, I don't know. He's, you know, he was a basketball player.
Okay.
You
don't have to talk about him if you don't want to.
Well, no, he just loved the life on the road a little too much, if you know what I mean. And she had a little more stability and she was getting a little, older and you know, wanted someone comfortable to help her with the kid. That's my analysis.
Right.
Of the situation.
Some a little more down to earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some a little slower, some a little just more reliable, kind of. Run of the mill.
Right.
Expectable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone cool like a basketball player, you never know where they're going to be. They're all over town. They got a lot of money. They're probably eating steaks.
You know they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steaks, wine. I see them drinking a lot of wine now because I think it's the healthiest. You still want to drink a little.
Protein's important. If you're an athlete, you got to eat a lot of meat.
You ain't kidding.
Yeah.
And my first wife fell into the Grand Canyon, and so I am just kind of...
I'm so sorry to hear that, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I kind of am zhuzhing the story a little bit. I will be honest.
You didn't zhuzh it that much. Did you just lie? Didn't seem like much of a zhuzh.
She
pretty
all
immediately
the way in. Do you know how down. There's a path down?
She fell down while
she
in the
fell
Grand
down
Canyon.
While in the Grand Canyon and kind of blamed me for it because I was filming it and I didn't put the camera down to help her.
Right.
And then it went viral.
Wow.
And she became very upset that I had never put the camera down and then I posted it. And she thought it was kind of a symbolic of our relationship.
You know what's funny? This almost same exact thing happened to me.
Are you kidding me?
Yep. It was with my father.
Grand Canyon?
I was a child. I was walking down the path and I threw up right in the path and he never put the camera down.
That's right.
It's a classic video.
Well, I'm sorry to maybe... I
can empathize. No, I can empathize.
I just hope you're not projecting whatever feelings you have about your father onto me.
No, so what are we talking about?
Okay. Well, I learned from that, you know, and I wouldn't do it again.
Good.
And that's why I'm calling you now is I'm not even going to be there. I'm going to be at the museum, Peterson Automotive, looking at cars. So I can't... Even if my wife fell into the tar pits, God forbid, I wouldn't be there to film it or not film it.
Or help, though. See, I think you've gone a little too far in the other direction because she probably still wants you there for support. Speaking as a victim myself, she probably wants you there for support in case she does fall in or around the tar pits. My guess is she won't fall into the tar. It's pretty hard to get down to the tar.
Okay.
So as long as you're not breaking the rules, you're not going to fall in the tar. But, you know, again, like I said, as a victim of what it sounds like you were the perpetrator of, it's nice to have someone you love there to support you when you fall down to help you back up.
Victim is such a strong word, and I feel like it gets
descriptive for it, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it gets thrown around a lot, I would say, you know, in ways that kind of minimizes.
Well, you notice I haven't really talked about anyone else's role, just my own. I was the victim of some sort of treatment.
Sure.
I don't know about the other person. I'm not throwing around labels.
Right.
I did label you as a perpetrator. I'm sorry about that.
Well, no, I mean,
that was
my
ego.
I guess if you're looking at the situation, if someone did something to someone, besides God in the Grand Canyon, of course, my wife didn't really do anything to me in that situation.
Right.
She fell, which wasn't to me. You know, I guess she could have let me carry the huge backpack, which, yeah, I think it was too much stuff in there for her.
And did you offer?
No, but it never came up.
Maybe she was just kind of being passive.
Yeah.
Being passive.
Yeah, which was a huge issue in our relationship. And I'm glad you noticed that that's what she
And how
like.
Did she pass? So if she didn't pass falling down the
Oh, did I say she passed?
I thought so. I guess
in my mind,
just
had to put her to rest.
So she's alive, but she's just at rest in your life.
Yes, and our son still sees her, you know, a few weeks out of the month. Or wait.
Okay, so most of the time. Sounds like you have very limited time with your children, and you're going to drop them off at the tar pit so you can go to the auto
museum. We're spending the whole weekend together. You need a little time apart.
Weekend?
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Wait, are you open? You said you're closed Saturdays and Sundays?
Yeah, we're only open on Friday, but it is free Fridays.
Oh,
so you can come on down. You do have to make a reservation, but you don't have to buy a ticket.
Let's put that in right now. Reservation for three.
Okay. And what was your name? Well, four, right? Because you do want to at least come in with them.
It's free?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, make it for four.
Okay. What's the name under?
Sean.
Uh-huh.
Merriweather.
Okay, Mr. Merriweather, I got you down for four here. Two kids, two adults, doesn't matter, but just wanted to mark it.
And I'm looking here on the Google Maps.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Smashburger nearby? Or I see up the street, there's like a...
You're looking at Google Maps?
Yeah.
I'm sure?
Just kind of zooming
around.
You're
looking at Yelp? Maybe you're looking at a Yelp map.
Well, I think it's integrated, right?
Are you just searching for restaurants by zooming in until you can see the little orange letters on Google Maps?
Yeah.
There's
how do you do
such
it?
A better way. You got to look up Yelp.com.
I've been on Yelp. Oh, I disagree with you on this 100%. Oh,
okay.
I've been on Yelp.
Okay.
But what do I do? Because how do I find businesses near La Brea Tar Pits?
Well, you can still search by map.
On Yelp?
Yeah.
And what? You're still zooming around, right?
You're still zooming around, but at least it's integrated.
I don't know. Well, let me put it up here. Let me pull
it up.
Well,
hey, you have a reservation for four. Is there anything else I could help you with today, Sean?
Well, I was looking for suggestions. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So there's when you're on your lunch break, are you eating it? I know LACMA, I see here they have the Ray Stark Bar, which don't really need that. Unless the food's good.
It's okay. You know what I often do? Most Fridays, there's a lot of food trucks that park right across from LACMA. You know, you sound like you got a picky family, you know, a couple of whippersnappers.
Yeah.
You take them across to the food truck section, everybody gets what they want.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably got to do 3-4 transactions, but.
Yeah, I appreciate the suggestion for sure.
Well, you asked.
Yeah, it's just, can I say something about food trucks?
Sure.
You're paying $13 or so dollars. You're not in a restaurant. So what are you paying for? Usually the portions are less.
Yeah, I think gas.
Yeah, I'm paying their gas.
I agree. It's a ripoff. I think most things are ripoff these days.
I'm with you. That's why I'm loving this Free Fridays thing. And I'm not even coming, but I can make a reservation, which
public
is great.
Art is important. We believe that here. You know, so we try to have as many free functions as we can.
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely, Sean.
How many times have you fallen in the tar pits? Just at work or walking around.
Sean, I haven't fallen in the tar pits.
Okay, good.
I've gotten a hot foot once.
You get a hot foot?
I accidentally stepped in, but just right on the edge, but I didn't fall. There's a railing.
Yeah.
I was on the wrong side of the railing. I dropped my frickin' Palm Pilot.
Oh, yeah.
So I was trying to pick it up. And then as I got the Palm Pilot.
Have you been there for 16 years, or do you still use a Palm Pilot?
What? I'm not a dinosaur in the. I just like the way the Palm Pilot feels, okay? These new phones are too thin.
Well, that's one thing we can agree on is these new phones are too thin.
They're too thin. The first time I got an iPhone, I put it in my jeans. And sure, I wear skin-tight jeans.
I can't wait to see it.
But it bent the phone.
Your phone bent by how
tight
your jeans
were. The phone was so thin, it bent.
How thick are your legs, would you say, as far as strength? I'm just trying to figure out.
As far as strength, thank you very much. I would say they're 12 inches around. Pretty small, now that I think about it.
Well, no wonder you're wearing skinny
12,
jeans.
12 inches across, so maybe 30 inches.
30 inches, okay.
No, but my whole waist is only like a 38. Each leg couldn't be.
Yeah.
I got no idea. That's a good question. Too thick for the phone.
Too thick for the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it all the time. I wear my phone in my back pocket.
Uh-huh.
And so every time I would sit down.
You'd smush it in half.
Smush the phone in half.
God.
I would say, thank you, sir.
Palm Pilots are great. They're bricks. You cannot destruct these things. It fell in the tar, gave it a simple wash off.
Are you serious?
Well, hot water. I had to use hot water, but not too much. I had to melt the tar off with the warm water, but not get the Palm Pilot soaked.
Now, is this one of those things where you reach in and you burn your hand trying to get it, like you see people at oil fryers at a...
It's not lava, my man.
Oh.
The tar is just... It's like a thick lake. It's just sort of goop.
Oh, really?
It's not, you know, a lot of people think there's dinosaurs, live dinosaurs in there. We're not supposed to talk about this. I don't want to ruin your experience.
Yeah.
The dinosaurs aren't still stuck. It's representative of a time when they were stuck and it did kill them.
Yeah.
But now they're just sort of dead, sitting there.
Would you say it's like a memorial? Or,
can I be honest?
Yeah.
Almost feels like a brag.
Right.
Feels like a human brag of look at these prehistoric beasts. We just built a museum around it.
Right. We knew right away that you weren't supposed to fall in this tar.
Of course.
Oh,
I'll be honest. I don't like the way we treat dinosaurs here. I work here and I have to, but I it's a little disrespectful.
You think we need a little more deference?
Well, yeah, they were the kings of the earth. They had everything they ever wanted. Money, power, sex. They had everything. They had everything. Imagine all the things you want. Dinosaurs had it.
Money, yeah. I'd love power. I am very powerless at work.
Okay, sex?
Sex ain't too bad, I'll tell you that right now.
Mr. Sean.
Yeah.
Listen, I would have to get off the phone with you, but nobody ever calls this number.
Oh, really?
No one ever
calls. I have
calls.
So many questions.
I'm like kind of in the customer service, like I should end so that I could help someone else. But my phone line hasn't lit up once since you've called.
Oh, Jesus. I have so many questions. I'm so surprised about that.
Go ahead.
Not even someone calling being like, hey, I'm stuck in the tar. I fell in the tar. Please come help me.
You seem to be pretty stuck on people falling in the tar. Nobody falls in the tar. Sure, okay. I lost a shoe in there one time, but nobody falls in.
And a Palm Pilot almost.
Almost.
Okay. All right, great. So if you don't mind staying on the phone for a second.
Okay.
We are staying pretty close by.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, trip-wise, should we rent a car or is L.A.'s pretty walkable, right? Because I'm thinking we might just do some walking around the area.
Well, L.A. is walkable, but not like people think. It's not walkable like New York. New York is pretty small, but feels huge. L.A. feels small and local, but is huge.
Right.
Does that make sense? So you could fit like 7 Manhattans in the size of L.A. Probably more.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I would say if you just want to hang out in Koreatown, which I'm sure your kids won't enjoy at all, don't get a car. But if you want to drive around, maybe go to the beach, maybe go to Venice, you know, something like that, you probably should get a car.
Okay. All right. Well, we're visiting for, it's my mother-in-law's funeral.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And that's...
Well, I'm glad you're getting a little fun in.
A lot.
I'm glad you're getting a lot of fun in. The kids aren't ready for that. The kids aren't ready for only sadness. Well, they need a balance.
That's why we're doing this car stuff is interesting because that's why we're doing the, it's a Friday memorial service and it's Fruit Fridays. And so I'm thinking that's nice. We'll go straight from here to the memorial or straight from the memorial to here. I can't tell.
Memorial doesn't need to last all day. Can I be honest? I've had five people very close to me die in the last year.
I'm sorry.
It was really devastating. But you know what the worst part was? The memorials took forever.
Oh, yeah.
The memorials were so long.
Yeah.
And they just didn't need to be that long because, like, I remember.
A memorial can feel a little, especially if it's religious, a little selfish for, the priest or the rabbi, you know, the imam, whoever's running it, where it's like,
yeah,
you really are taking up a lot of time for someone who is not a part of this person's
life. You seem to be loving this death. I'll say that. You seem to be loving the relish.
You clearly like the stage.
Mm-hmm.
You clearly like the presentation.
I think all priests want to be actors. And can I be honest? I think all priests are actors.
All priests are. Well, that's what they say is all priests want to be actors and all actors want to be priests.
Kevin Spacey wants to be a priest.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at him.
I was thinking of Kevin Bacon and then I was like, I don't know. But Kevin Spacey, yes, he wants to be a priest. Uh-huh. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Look, I want to talk about this. Five deaths. It just kind of shook me.
I don't want to talk about it. It's okay. Right. I shouldn't even said that. That's a little too personal. I was just trying to say, don't do the memorial all day. Definitely put in some FaceTime.
Right.
Definitely show everybody that matters that you're there and you care. But, you know, I would go to Jelena on the west side and get some food.
Jelena?
Enjoy your trip.
Wow. Let me see. How do you spell that?
G-E-L-I-N-A, I think.
Okay, so, wait. As in Jolie? Angelina?
I never thought of that. But now that I think about it, there are pictures of her everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. This place sounds awesome.
Yeah, you should go. Recently bereaved wife and two kids to this Angelina Jolie-themed /owned restaurant.
Well, my kids, absolutely.
They love Gia?
Loved Gia.
Kids are advanced these days. They're ready. It's like what Pixar does. They can understand the story.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For adults and for kids, you got to punch up with kids with the material and stuff like that. You can't talk down to them. That's why I'm taking them to the tar pits, letting them see death.
Well, my son was so interested in Ray Charles from the Pepsi commercials.
Oh, yeah.
I showed him Ray. He had no problem with it.
Yeah.
He didn't have any problem with the heroin use, none of it. He said, still the Pepsi guy to me.
That's exactly. And the stuff that's like too harsh, he probably doesn't even get. You know?
Exactly. He's my kid doesn't get anything.
How old is this guy?
41. It's crazy.
He still doesn't get it?
I had to show it to him. You know what I mean? I had to docent him Ray.
Right. Can I ask what he does for work?
Yeah, I'm asking the same question.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know
the
type.
I'm asking the same question. Oh, you do? Describe him.
Your kid?
Yeah, well, just if you know the type.
Oh, well, wakes up at the crack of noon.
Maybe.
At the crack of noon. Yeah, maybe if he's waking up at all.
I think he's been asleep for a month.
Jesus. I mean, constantly asking for money,
mm-hmm.
borrowing money.
Mm-hmm.
Always talking about Vin Diesel.
Absolutely. He acts like he's still 13.
Yeah.
He's 41.
Oh, my God. And that's one of those things that you can't control. That's his fault. That's nature. I don't know where.
It's 100% his fault.
That type of stuff comes from, because you're all right. The way you are being patient and kind with me, you're a great dad. I know it. I know it. I know it.
I have patience and attendance for anybody in my life who I don't know. Who I don't know. I will treat strangers with respect till the end of days.
Great. Well, then my family's going to love you. And I am wondering, do you work Fridays?
I do.
They would probably could use kind of a father figure, kind of just around while I'm at the Peterson Automotive Museum.
Seems like a big... What are you so interested in seeing at the Peterson? Because I don't know that I can walk your family around as you. We only just met.
Well, you don't have to act like me, unless we wanted to do a character study
thing.
You
could bring a hat and a shirt, maybe put me in the vibe, but I just don't know if it's appropriate.
No, this is a better idea. Because I was thinking, honey, kids, you can trust this guy. We talked on the phone for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But this situation where it's like, oh, I don't even have to look like I left.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you just give me a download of what happened when we crossed paths or something like that.
Yeah, I'll give you a little thumb drive or something.
Great. Well, let's talk... Let's see. If your son's 41, this is going to be tough. How old are you?
I'm 48.
Whoa.
Yeah, I had a weird upbringing.
I don't want to judge you, but wow. Whoa. Yeah,
I had a weird upbringing and I developed early. It's that hard thing. Mostly you hear about it with girls, but I developed early and everybody was into me. Everybody could see that I had a full-sized penis at 7 and the girls were just losing their minds. Wow. And I say girls, I mean women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, it's a new world. It's an interesting world, and I have to be accepting of that, even though it sounds absolutely, it sounds, you know, traumatic. It sounds crazy.
It was.
And did you raise him from 7?
I tried. Yeah. I really tried. We were good friends.
You and your son, yeah.
Yeah, we're
7,
really good
yeah,
friends.
That's about me and my brother. That's our age difference, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, yeah, no wonder he's so, and so you.
No wonder what?
No.
No wonder he sucks. Yeah, I mean, I gotta hand it to you. You're a quick study. You did find the reason pretty soon. You know, I had to grow up fast. I had to grow up really fast.
Yeah, I imagine. I bet you don't
even. Second grade.
Is that when you got. Your job sounds like a job a kid would want, working around dinosaur stuff. Is that when you start working at the tar pits?
Well, I also have a little arrested development. I'm 48 and I still love dinosaurs.
Well, they say you stop aging at the time you have your kid.
There you go.
But you're better than a 7-year-old.
I'm better. Yeah, I'm better than a 7-year-old. I'm better than a 7-year-old. I went on that show.
Are you better than a 7-year-old? Yeah.
And here's the thing. I still maintain that I am. But I did lose on the first question.
Right. But that was a tough one. Because they start with what your name is.
Yes. And my name?
Yeah.
That's confusing.
What was Orlando Jones like?
Well, I'll tell you. He was really nice.
Yeah.
He was really kind, really sweet. But if you get an answer wrong, he's pretty indiscriminating. He said, what's my name? And I said, Orlando. And he said, no, what's your name? And I was like, that's a confusing question. And he said, I really don't think it is. And I said, Orlando, it is. And I got kicked off. Wow. I'm not smarter than a 7-year-old. 7-year-old nailed it. Bryce. His name is Bryce. Nailed
That's
it.
Tough because I bet you would have done better at some stuff if they got into sports from like before the kid was born.
Yeah, like I don't think I have better emotional regulation than a 7-year-old, but I think I'm smarter. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think sure a 7-year-old's gonna nail that first easy one, but I don't think they've done any learning.
Right.
They haven't picked up a book.
No, just a little. Yeah, are you a big reader then?
I used to be. I try to. Chicka chicka boom boom and.
Don't know that.
It's a kid's book about letters climbing up a tree.
Yeah. I like to read. I like to read memoirs, nonfiction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I give you a piece of advice?
Uh-huh.
Just for this one, Google Auto Museum.
Yeah.
See what's there. Come to the tar pits with your family. Okay. Bring a book. Walk around with a book. That's a great loving dad thing to do.
Oh, yeah. That's good because I'm nearby.
Yeah.
I'm still nearby, but exactly. I'm in my book. So, you know,
and
they have to
find
their entertainment.
You're being that silent, calm figure for them. If you can read during vacation, surely everything's okay.
Huh, that's nice. I will tell you, I don't know if you know what my concern with that's going to be, but that is a surefire way to step right into a tar pit while you're in the middle
of
the
right. Book. I was reading my Palm Pilot. I just got an email from Mark Cuban. And
personal?
No, I thought it was.
Oh, that's you got excited.
It turned out to be a Dallas Mavericks one. I'm a big Mavs fan.
Anyway, really?
So I
Are
got a Cuban
Dallas?
Email. No.
What do you like, Dirk?
Yeah, I love Dirk.
Yeah.
Love Dirk. Tall guy, can shoot. Blew my mind.
That's
first
cool.
Saw.
Yeah. Unicorn.
Yeah. Really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool. So, yeah, I mean, don't fall in the tar pit, but bring a book.
So, you got an email from Mark Cuban. And you thought it was to
well,
you.
I thought it was a business email. I thought it was like, you can be in the next tech thing.
Had you emailed him about that at any point?
No, I just got excited because I know what Cuban does, you know? So I figured, okay, this is big.
Oh, he finds people.
Just email
maybe
anybody.
He saw your appearance on Are You Smarter Than a 7-Year-Old?
That's right.
Something like that.
That's what I figured.
You'd be great on Shark Tank.
I would be great on Shark Tank, by the way. You want to know what I think of?
Yeah, please.
Rolly shoes.
What do you mean? Shoes. On the heels?
They're shoes, but they roll.
All of the shoes.
Yeah, it's like rollerblades.
Yeah, it's exactly what it's like.
Yeah.
I think it exists already. I think it's rollerblades.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about rolly shoes.
So that you're saying the style is different or?
Well, don't you just kind of go with an idea?
Yeah.
So I would go in and say like, well, I have this idea of shoes that roll.
I see.
But it's not as big as a rollerblade, but it's a,
yeah.
I just get tired of stepping.
It's just my kids have these things called Heelys. They've got a wheel on the back and they can kind of already, they can walk and then
okay, well, then I guess I'm not smarter than a Cuban. But actually, okay, wait, whatever. Hang on. A Cuban.
I thought when Mark Cuban went off and made that show, they would change the name.
I did too.
But he went for it. And
Turns out he's pretty smart.
What's that?
Turns out he's pretty smart.
He's really smart.
He really was smarter than most of the people.
Yeah. And it's so every guest, every competitor is from Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's Cuban on Cuban. And so no matter what, someone is smarter than Cuban.
Exactly.
It's either Mark exactly. or, you know.
Kind of takes Cuban the air out of the game a little for me.
Yeah. You do want it to be, you know, something like Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Trebek could never win.
Thank God.
Rest in peace, by the way.
Rest in peace, but also he's kind of mean. Did you ever notice how Trebek was mean and we liked him for it?
Yeah. A little bit of a smart guy snark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I guess not rest in peace then. I guess you're right.
R.I.A.
Rest in agony.
That's right.
Absolutely. Now, have you ever done this? Because we're thinking about this with my mother-in-law. Don't tell my wife. But dancing on the grave. Because people talk about
I have
this.
Never done that.
I know you lost 5 recently. It sounds like you're close to that.
We were a little more respectful, but it did come to mind on one of them.
I did threaten to dance on my mother-in-law's grave.
Really?
Yeah, because she was a pain. She would constantly be trying to raise the kids herself, you know, chime in, not listen to me.
Because you weren't there?
She moved in. Well, here and there, but I'm busy. I'm planning trips. I'm working. Mm-hmm. I'm working.
It doesn't sound like it, to be honest.
No, I am. Because
you couldn't be specific about what any of that work was.
Well, ins and outs. I'm currently...
Your work is ins and outs?
What's that?
Your work?
Yes. So it's basically, I do freeway on-ramps and off-ramps.
Oh, okay.
Ins and outs.
That's actually, you were describing it well.
So I design them where they are. All of the, I haven't been to LA in a while, but the whole 110 north to Pasadena, that's my idea, the way that runs.
That's the worst freeway on the earth.
You sound just like Freeway Magazine.
They got a Freeway Magazine?
Yes, absolutely.
And they ranked you last. That must hurt.
Yeah,
So what are you going to the auto museum for?
Well, you know, you just want to see what's going on in the car world.
A little research,
see what's going on. You know, see what the old cars look like, mm-hmm. see innovations, see speeds. The problem is I thought of my freeway idea for the 110 North mm-hmm. before I knew cars could go over 40 miles an hour.
Well, I got to give you some credit. That is a windy stretch of earth they tried to put a freeway in. And there probably just shouldn't be rich people in Pasadena who get to go downtown like that.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is.
Well, I think they saddled me with the bad freeway.
Right.
You know, they give the guy that they're fucking with the worst job.
Yeah.
And I think that's, they were like, this one is unwinnable. Because
you could have had the 134. A classically
straight freeway.
Yeah.
The 2 would have been great.
Love the 2.
Even the 10. Going across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that have been cool?
Right.
Before my time.
Now, you worked on Route 66.
Yes.
I'm Googling you right now. I'm Googling inventor of the 110 freeway. You worked on Route 66 before they changed it.
Right,
They flattened it out to the 10, but it was the windiest route ever?
Yeah, that was my... I thought if you did more winding, it used less gas.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out it's the way exact more. Opposite.
Yeah, slower and press the accelerator more.
But... It was the freeway where the least people fell asleep while driving, which is an issue for me on a straight freeway.
That's really
good.
You
need to be focused. You need to be turning. It is the one with the most throw up on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's a great record because you know what I like about that record? It shows that the record keepers are working.
Uh-huh.
They have to go see that live.
They've got to check that, which is a cushy job. You get to travel the world.
See what other people do and go, I saw it.
I saw it. I nailed it.
God, that is good.
Yeah. I mean, if you, I know some guys in record keeping if you're ever interested.
Really?
Yeah.
I would love to get out from behind this desk. I mean, I've just talked to one kook all day and that's it.
Oh, that must have been awful.
It was crazy.
I didn't picture you behind a desk. I thought you were sitting on a dinosaur. That's how I had you pictured in my head right
that's
now.
That's nice.
Not a real one, of
Top
course.
Top of a brontosaurus or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hanging on to the little nugget in his head.
That's the big long neck guy.
Yeah,
that's the one I imagined. Yeah.
Awesome. Man, that's really cool that you see me in that light.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, give me your name and I'll put in a good word on the record, guys. Obviously, we don't have a great relationship. Mm-hmm. As far as like, I'm not very trusted in that community.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll save it.
Okay.
But I love, if you want to send me their contact, maybe I can look them up and shoot them an email.
That's great. Yeah.
Okay. Well, my name is Keith Spieth. And, if you want to give me your email, I'll write it down here and I'll, hit you up with some questions.
Yeah. It's Sean, S-E-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
As in Sean, S H A W N. That's the full.
Oh, seen as in Sean.
Yeah.
Okay.
At
Gmail. Okay.
G M
A L I L.
That's
know.
Why I spell it.
I know how.
That's why I spell
I
it.
I know how.
Orlando Jones would have booted you right in the ass.
Yeah,
there.
Well, Orlando Jones can suck my cock. Okay? I'm done with Orlando Jones. He embarrassed me.
Okay.
Oh, no, you. Smarter than a seventh grader!
Hey, if you're going to be parenting my kids while they walk around and I'm at the Peterson...
I can do it!
Oh, can you? Because I'm really concerned now. I am leaving my kids in your care. I can't have another wife fall in the tar pits. In anything.
What if she just falls down near the tar pits? Are you going to...
The whole thing is fucked. Unless... How good are you? You got this Palm Pilot. I'm just wondering if you could secretly be filming if that happens.
Listen, drop your family off, and I'll film them all day for you.
Thank you.
No problem.
Is that so much to
Could
ask?
We have just done this at the beginning of the call? I got tons of shit to do over here.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know what you could possibly have to do.
You're right. It was a lie. You called me out right away.
I am busy. I got to plan this trip. I booked the flights.
Can I ask where you're flying in from?
Yes, you can.
Where are you flying in from?
St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Direct flight?
No, three stops.
Oh, baby, that hurts.
Well delivered. I'm flying with four, and it's pricey, so I had to try to... And then with oil prices being all the way up. Mm-hmm. Here's a question. Can we siphon tar from the pits and sell it to...
They're not going
to
let you bring it home on the plane. We've had a lot of people try this, and they always have to come back and dump it back in the pond.
Oh, they make you do it? Oh, that's that's shameful.
Well, we can't lose the tar.
You can't lose the tar. That's
tar
true.
Doesn't just come forever.
Huh. But if I figured out a way to sell the tar from L.A.
I'll look the other way. I'll be busy filming your family.
Okay. This is awesome. And thanks again for remembering to do that.
Sean, this has been really wonderful. And I got to just say this. I'd love to meet you when you're in town.
Great. Yeah. We'll meet you on the handoff.
Okay.
And we'll meet at... I mean, I'm zooming in here. Huh, Panda Express. That's interesting.
It's pretty good. Have you ever been there?
I'm interested. I'm very interested.
It's really good.
Really? What do you get?
I get the rice. I get the white rice.
Hang on. Let me write that down. Wait, one more time.
I get a large white
rice. Okay.
Uncooked. Because then it's more rice.
Oh.
The rice is half the size.
If you cook it, it takes up more space.
A third of the size.
How much does that run you?
Pay.
Hey, I love you, Mr. Speed.
I love you too. I love you too. I can't wait to see you at the La Brea Tar Pits.
Yeah, shoot me an email. I'll be there under the Friday. Did we say a Friday date or we just say Friday?
I think I'll be here every Friday and I'll be looking for the guy who's coming to give me a costume of himself.
Yeah, you'll know.
Yeah, I'll know. Well, it's great to talk to you. What was your name again?
Sean.
Sean
Merriweather.
Sean Merriweather. It was a pleasure to meet someone as odd as I am. No offense.
Hey, none taken, and same to you. Good luck with your loser son.
Good luck with your future loser son.
He could actually turn out... Sometimes adversity makes him better.
I bet he'll be really good at some stuff and really bad at some other
this
stuff.
This kid's always just locked into his little books. He loves this Harry Potter stuff. He won't even talk to me most of the time.
Right. Oh, it's too bad.
Yeah, but, you know, it's
Well, I can't wait to meet the little guy.
He's going to be great. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Don't let his mom fall in front of him. That was a big trauma.
I won't.
Or stepmom. But yeah.
I will stay on the inside of them and the tar filming the whole time.
Man, that is awesome. You never get
I'm honestly
someone.
Just worried with my back to the tar pits that I, nothing happens to me. But
dinosaur pops out and eats you?
Well, they're dead. I told you.
You said that already, but for some reason I just couldn't.
The dinosaurs are not alive.
Sure.
That's what we have to say.
Knew it. I fucking knew it. I knew it.
All right. I can't wait to see you, my dude. Hey,
I like you.
I like Sean. Sean, I like you.
Hey, I like you, too.
All right. I'll see you later.
See you, Keith Spieth.
Bye, Sean Merriman.